3 years, 90 million. The Chiefs gave him another chance. I only want to be with Drew. He only wants to be with you. He wants a three-peat. 19 million, 13 guaranteed makes him sing.
You know, Darius Rucker says the Dolphins make him cry. Reportedly one of the teams that Drew Tranquil had an offer for last offseason.
Stick that in your Carolina golfing pipe and smoke it, D-Ruck. 913-586-7610. Drew Tranquil and the Kansas City Chiefs. Gosh, I hate watching this. This is why. Have you started watching Full Swing Season 2 yet? No. Okay, maybe you're not a golf guy.
Thought my mic was on.
No, it wasn't.
No, I have not watched it.
Okay, I'm two episodes in, love it. Obviously, very biased, but the first two episodes are very heavily based on PGA versus LIV, which you can tell the LIV Tour and PGA Tour last year. It was like the talk of the town.
Oh yeah.
But like there are things in like regular golf that just don't make sense. Like, why can't you play out of a divot? Like, I just watched Rory hit a shot. Like, why is that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, Buffalo fish is a rough fish that truly is delicious. Chicken at LSMO from Thai Spice will change your life. Make sure you get some spice with it. You're welcome. Don't get the Thai spice. The Thai spice will wreck your esophagus.
That stuff is legit.
Lava.
We have like half a dozen folks talking about buffalo fish.
I had no idea it was a thing.
I'm going to have to try.
Back in the day, we sold 100 pounds of buffalo fish per week at the original Hen House supermarket at 82nd and Warnall. All right. Buffalo fish. I do love fish fries. Sign me up.
Oh, yeah.
You get some of that, like, potato bread, make a thing of spicy coleslaw, and then throw a little crappie, blue cat, whatever, catfish, throw that in the middle there, Louisiana hot sauce, fold it like a taco, day over.
Mm.
Someone decides to make hush puppies, day over.
My grandma used to make the best homemade hush puppies.
Mm.
Oh, what a treat.
Golly.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. R.I.P. to the great ones. Chiefs and linebacker Drew Tranquil are expected to reach an agreement on a new contract per sources. This from Jeremy Fowler. We know the logistics of this contract. It is now 3 years, $19 million with $13 guaranteed. Quick math, other tweets that have explained it, about 6.33. This is textbook Brett Veach, man. This is textbook where you want it. And this is also other things, right? Like this is, to me, the Chiefs every offseason are a puzzle. And like most puzzles, you have to dump all the pieces out, separate the edge pieces from the center pieces. Once you get the edge pieces together, you kind of know where you're going to build from there. You're going to start from the top right corner. You're going to start from the bottom left corner. You're going to put some stuff together on the bottom line. And this is one of those pieces where I think the edge of the puzzle is complete. Now, where they build and where they start is up to you and where they think they go from here. Because I think there's a couple things that are very evidently clear with the Drew Tranquil news that broke tonight that you heard here on 610 Sports Radio that I can't emphasize enough, that you get all your information first here on 610 Sports Radio, your home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Drew Tranquil, 3 year, $19 million contract, $13 million guaranteed, reported first by Jeremy Fowler, and now everyone has got it. Willie Gay, probably done. And like I've gotten the gist of it on Twitter, yeah, he said it weeks ago, dude. He literally said they're going to sign Drew Tranquil and I'm not going to be here anymore. Thank you, Kansas City. It's been real. I get it. Like that tweet is vague as it may be. A lot of people, it's easy to look back and say, well, duh, of course. And Logan Pike, good for you on Twitter. Hey, did you know Willie isn't coming back and Drew Tranquil is filling his spot? Now I do. But that's kind of where Brett Veach will play, why he is the best GM in the game, right? I think it was last year after the Super Bowl, they had Howie Roseman was the number one GM over Brett Veach.
That was correct, yep.
And Brett Veach got to hold up a Super Bowl trophy and say, hey, Kansas City, this is what a rebuild looks like. And now Kansas City is going for a three-peat. And this is one of those things where I think a lot of people get caught in the now and not the future. And part of that is you can see what Buffalo's doing. I had a conversation to talk all about Buffalo tonight, right? Buffalo has cut mainly their entire defensive roster. Like, everybody on their defense is gone, but they gave Mitch Trubisky money, which is hilarious. But there's a reason why Kansas City's window doesn't close. There's a reason why Kansas City's window stays open for success. Because as much as certain spots, and you've probably seen this in your hometowns, where like a new restaurant will come around, right? And for some reason, you'll pass that restaurant every night for about 6 months, and it'll just consistently stay busy, stay busy, stay busy. And you're like, man, what are they giving out that people just can't get enough of? And it's easy, and it's real quickly easy to explain. They're the new faux pas of the town. They're the new hot spot. I remember in Lee's Summit when Hawaiian Brothers opened up for the first time, there was policemen directing traffic in and out of their parking lot. You know how many cars I see a day at Hawaiian Brothers in Lee's Summit now? 1 to 2.
Same conversation with Whataburger from a few years ago. The first one out there in Lee's Summit was nuts the day that it opened.
Right. Nuts. And you know what stays nuts in Lee's Summit? 54th Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Consistency. They know what they sell. They know what they have. And if they have to do a certain thing or two, then they'll tinker with it, but nothing too much. Like, now I think they're changing their name from 54th Street, like, Bar and Grill to, like, 5-4 Taps and Burgers or something.
Really?
It's something that, from what I've been told, I don't know if it's, like, officially official, but I know that they're trying to rebrand their name. And that's the thing about the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs are 54th Street, right? You know what you're getting with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they stay persistent and they stay consistent. Whereas, like, the Buffalo Bills, right? Oh, we'll go give Stephon Diggs a bunch of money. We'll go give Von Miller a bunch of money, not knowing what the future is going to be. Now, Stephon Diggs earned that contract. He was coming off of his rookie deal with the Vikings. They weren't going to sign him. The Buffalo Bills did. Von Miller, still many questions about that contract. A lot, in my opinion. But this is why the Chiefs, situations like this, consistently stay better and consistently keep their window open while they continuously win games, because they make moves like this. They go get a guy like Justin Reed, who's not a guy that people think of when they go, oh, Jordan Poyer, just because he's a name and he's good doesn't mean you necessarily have to go sign that guy. But you can find a guy that's just as good, who's not going to demand as much money. Drew Tranquil is a guy who we know now, and Brett Veach knows now, can sustain the role of a guy like a Willie Gay or, in fact, a Nick Bolton. And when you put all that together and you think to yourself, he got Drew Tranquil for $19 million and somebody's probably going to pay Willie Gay $40 to $42 million because they're in desperate need of an outside linebacker. Yeah. Brett Veach and the Kansas City Chiefs will be in the playoffs next year. They will be the AFC favorite. They will be a Super Bowl contender throughout the entire season because they consistently make moves like this. You don't always have to have the nicest thing. But when you have good quality all the way around and everybody is bought in, it makes the product move a little bit more efficiently than everybody else's. And that's what's happened in Buffalo. Their window, to me, is closed. Now, they can go and draft a top shot receiver. They can go sign somebody. But remember, just a couple years ago, Buffalo DVOA, they were like one on offense and three on defense. You're going to see that insanely drastically change. Because of what they've released on offense, the talent they've let go, because they can't quite simply afford it. They're too much money over the cap. And the Kansas City Chiefs, they're never severely over the cap anymore. If they are, certain things must go. And what those certain things might be is a luxurious need that you can replace with a Trent McDuffie, like you replaced a Charvarius Ward with a luxurious need, like you're going to replace a Drew Tranquil with a Willie Gay, and you're going to continue your winning ways. Because that's the trust and that's the availability that you have in the mindset of your general manager and Brett Veach. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Hey, Willie Gay probably isn't coming back, but who knows, except you expert sports report and radio guys, LOL. I am nowhere near an expert reporter. I am nowhere near an insider. I just look at news and then I make opinions about it. And I didn't know that the subtweet of this is probably the end of Willie Gay. Yeah, he said that. Okay. Well, I apologize.
Yeah, on the Buffalo Bill aspect, any money that they are going to have to spend this offseason is going to be from I mean, they're nearly even with the cap now after all of those moves. They're going to have to restructure the contract of their star wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, who'll be 31, who there are rumblings of might be unhappy. So any moves that they do make this offseason are going to come at like just greater and greater future impact.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think their window is closed. As to the Drew Tranquil part of your thoughts there, I think for his value, this is as excited as I could be to hear about a 2023 Chief returning that's not named Jones or Snead. I really do.
Right. And because I think of what his product was, his belief in this team and the support that the city saw from him and the support that he gave the city. Like, this is a guy who was a better linebacker than maybe the Chargers knew he was.
Yeah.
And you got him. And at the time, right, in the last offseason, he was the guy that a lot of people that were diehards and go-hard Chiefs fans, they're like, don't forget about Drew Tranquil. Still got that guy. Because in the draft, it was like, oh, yeah, they got Felix Nduke Uzomah, the little kid from K-State. Not a necessity or a need this year, but can learn the ropes. And then by the time he's a third-year guy, and you've only got to pay him, you know, two more years after that, or he's on the rookie contract for two more years after that, maybe he flourishes, right? And then it was, well, this Rashee Rice guy they drafted in the second round could be a good wide receiver. Then it's like, well, what else did they do in the offseason? Well, they signed a Drew Tranquil guy. Oh, well, what's his role? He's kind of a hybrid. Why would you need him? Well, if there was the case that Willie Gay got hurt again or if Nick Bolton got hurt, he could replace them. Nick Bolton broke his hand or his wrist, and Drew Tranquil filled that role perfectly. Willie Gay hurt his neck in the divisional in the AFC championship rounds, and Drew Tranquil filled that role perfectly. And what's that result in? Drew Tranquil got a three-year, $19 million contract with $13 million guaranteed, and he's going nowhere. By the way, from the 816, 54th Street Restaurant and Draft House. That's the name change at the Independence location. I would assume they will all change.
Now, is that one open yet? Because it has been a while since they started working on it. It got burned, right?
It's been like
2 years.
And they dozed it down. It stayed there burned
for a while. Mm-hmm. And they leveled it and said, hey, we're just going to wait until our new concept comes along.
Mm.
But I think they might be a few months or a year past even that reopen date.
I love the Rattlesnake Pasta on 54th Street.
Everything there is good, man. And it's always a long wait. It's always hopping when you go to 54th Street.
Rattlesnake Pasta and their buffalo chicken sandwich or their buffalo chicken salad, fire.
Oh, yeah, that salad's great. So if the Tyreek Hill version of Patrick Mahomes is 54th Street Grill and Bar, we are witnessing the Restaurant and Draft House version.
That's right.
Okay.
Coming up on the other side, there was a corner that was signed today. It reminds me of a situation the Chiefs went through not too many years ago. We'll explain on the other side, plus we'll keep you updated with the Drew Tranquil news. You're listening After Hours on 610 Sports Radio. Tell him, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Back here on After Hours, just a few minutes left as we dwindle away to the 9 o'clock hour. I love making people's day. Because I tell people to do nice things for people. It can change their day, week, month, or year. From the 816, it's my birthday. And I could use a shout out. I worked a 13-hour shift today, mostly in the rain. Not a single person wished me a happy birthday, Michael. Happy birthday, Michael. And sorry your coworkers suck.
Michael, happy birthday. Thanks for listening. Dreary weather for a birthday today. Man, shout out to Michael.
Yeah, happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños. We got another one. Willie already said, quote, bye a long time ago from Ryan H. on Twitter. Thank you, Ryan H. Appreciate you. Thank you. Anyways. There was talks today in my head that with the information that we were given today about the Chicago Bears and who they re-signed, as the Chicago Bears signed their stud Pro Bowl corner to a massive deal to keep him there. That corner, Jalen Johnson, they reached a four-year, I believe, $74 million contract. Jalen Johnson is getting a $60 million in the first 3 years of his deal, including $54 million guaranteed per source. He can potentially hit the market again at 28. So again, 4 years, $76 million for Jalen Johnson, who is good. Check that. Great. It's not L'Jarius Sneed. And one thing that this reminds me of is that L'Jarius Sneed is in the very same situation that Tyreek Hill was in the very same situational room that is a contract room with the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you remember from what we heard on the It Needed to Be Said podcast and Tyreek Hill and some other people, that Tyreek Hill had maybe got an offer of $23 to $24 million and was liking that offer. And maybe so are the Chiefs. And then, splash in the pan, Devontae Adams comes out, and Devontae Adams gets $28 million. And Tyreek Hill and Drew Rosenhaus said, hold the phone. Let's wait a little bit. Let's go get 30. And the Chiefs said, no. We're not going to pay you 30. We're not going to make you the highest paid wide receiver in football. We'll give you a respectable contract that we think works. But if you think you can get more elsewhere, we'll listen. And it was between the Jets and the Dolphins. And eventually Tyreek Hill would go to Miami because there was no state sales tax. His words, not mine. And the Chiefs would get a couple of draft picks in return. And one of those would be Trent McDuffie. So it worked out. Now, Jalen Johnson gets a four-year, $76 million contract, making him the highest paid corner in football for now. And you can tell that there's probably somewhere going on the same narrative that was going on when Tyreek Hill was there. Now L'Jarius Sneed says, hey, see this right here? I want more than that. I'm better than he is. I have numbers to prove it. And the Chiefs will say, no doubt about it. We're just not going to pay you that much money, but we'll go look elsewhere. And I think the next information that you get out of the Kansas City Chiefs camp will either be that Chris Jones has a contract or that L'Jarius Sneed has been traded for blank, 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 and this is what he's going to make for this team. That is my prediction. I know it's not a bold prediction, but you're going to now get more information because the first domino has fallen for what this defense is going to do. That domino that fell tonight was the information and news of Drew Tranquil signing a three-year, $19 million contract with the Kansas City Chiefs with $13 million guaranteed. You heard that first on After Hours and on 610 Sports Radio. That news, of course, broken by Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. We wrap this show up. We'll get to our final thoughts. You're listening to After Hours on 610 Sports Radio. Blaming on good times. Blaming on a boogie. Somebody said, didn't Smith sign after Tyreek? If I said Devonta Smith, I apologize. I meant Devontae Adams. And he signed before Tyreek Hill, to my knowledge. But yeah, Devonta Smith, I think he might have been after Tyreek.
He was drafted that year after, wasn't he? Devonta Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's gotten a second contract yet.
I don't know. I know A.J. Brown got a contract.
A.J. Brown did, that's right. Yeah, but I think...
Did
I think Smith was drafted the year before Tyreek Hill was traded, and then the next offseason, which would have been the same offseason that Hill moved, Brown was moved. That was the year where a dozen wide receivers switched teams and a bunch of teams traded up in the draft for a receiver.
I don't know, man.
The Christian Kirk offseason.
Devonta Smith is an unrestricted free agent in 2026, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, he's still on a rookie deal. Although, he's expected to make base salary of $15.5 million next year. Mm-hmm. Boy, Philadelphia's got some questions in the future. Somebody says, Dusty, if you don't mind humoring me, if the Vikings offered up Justin Jefferson for Sneed and the next X years of the Chiefs' first and second round picks, how many years would you give up for that trade? I'm thinking three. One. I would give up L'Jarius Sneed, a first-round pick, and a third, or in a second for 1 year. And then after that, I wouldn't do anything. That's just my opinion. Devonta is still in his rookie deal. Yeah, we just figured that out. Thank you, 816. He makes $15.5 million next year.
Yeah, he was picked high in the first round.
Yeah, he won the Heisman Trophy.
I want to say he was picked
sixth.
Like sixth. I think maybe that was Jalen Waddle when the Dolphins traded down and then back up for Waddle at six. But I don't think Smith was picked long after that. Maybe I'm conflating two different drafts. I don't know. We need Jay Binkley. We need Jay Binkley in here.
Mm-hmm. Did Devontae Smith get drafted? Yes. He was drafted with the 10th overall selection in the 2021 draft by the Philadelphia Eagles. And he did win the Heisman Trophy.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I remember his like big talk was like, he's small, but he plays big. I just always remember that.
He does.
Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. Does it move the needle for Nathan?
I'll probably watch.
You will watch.
I'm not sure it is sellout AT&T Stadium.
Big,
right?
It's on Netflix, but you still probably will have to pay a certain amount of money for it, you're thinking? Or is it just, if you're on Netflix, will it be like if you have NFL Network, you can just click on the screen that is Red Zone?
I don't have Netflix. I would resubscribe to watch this fight, assuming it's the regular monthly price, which has gone up a little bit. I guess this is my... with both of the Pauls, I didn't follow them when they were doing their influencer thing.
Sure, on
I've
YouTube
never
and stuff.
Understood the appeal to them. And as they have fought and been more in this scene, I have not been as attracted to their pull that everyone else seems to be. So for that reason, I don't think I'm as interested as others. Obviously, when I heard Tyson was fighting, I was like, what? I'm sure I'll be there. I'm sure I'll be tuning in.
I think the Paul brothers are basically like a version of a modern day Olsen twins. Right? Like, I think that's who they are.
Yeah.
I think that they grew up in the internet world the way the Olsen twins grew up in the TV world, where it was like, oh, they're fun. What are they going to do next? Movies. And whatever they do as they get older will follow them. And now one is in the WWE and the other one is trying to be a boxer, but a lot of people don't want to give him any credibility because he fights people that are well past their prime. Again, Mike Tyson, 57. I think Mike's got a knockout in him. Now, I think it would have to be early, but I would love to see a 57-year-old Mike Tyson win with a knockout.
That'd be so sweet.
Oh,
that'd be so sweet.
Lots of chatter on Calvin Ridley, Chiefs talk, question mark. Boy, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, Calvin Ridley, you want to believe it, but something tells me I just feel like more fans would get more disappointed with Calvin Ridley coming to the Chiefs than they would if he didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, the way Brett Veach operates, which we've talked about at length tonight and throughout the last few weeks, and thankfully we're almost to the start of free agency. We can almost start breaking some news like we did tonight instead of speculating.
Right.
I would have thought if Chris Jones doesn't get done or Snead doesn't get done and the money is there, spend some on Ridley. I think Brett Veach has a plan for each position group, and I'm getting more and more sold that they go second-tier free agent and then pick up a wide receiver in the first two rounds, whether that's with a pick you get from Snead or trading up in the first or whatever that looks like, and then moving the requisite amount of Mahomes money around afterwards. Instead of doing that now, and then if Jones walks, you have all this money and you just give it to Ridley or Wilkins or whoever. I'm getting more and more convinced that their plan at wide receiver doesn't involve the top guy on the market.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a while. Just go get a couple of number twos and let Rashee Rice be the number one, number two wide receiver in the league, which sounds weird to say out loud that quickly, but if he is the legitimate number two wide receiver in football, and I know there's Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith, among names out there, T. Higgins, whatever. But man, if you have Rashee Rice full year, plus you sprinkle on a little bit of like a Curtis Samuel and a Rashid Shaheed out of the New Orleans Saints camp and let him be your deep threat, and then go draft one of these rookies that are, you know, the depth in the draft is insane. Jay Binkley and the Character Concerns podcast with Chris Nocero, you can listen to, download anytime, follow them. They got eight receivers going in the first round, which is a record for the NFL. I feel like we just said this from the 816. Tyson has no chance unless he KOs Jake Paul in the first or second round. Stamina gone at 54 years of age. I thought that's what I just said.
Yeah, I think he's agreeing with you.
I said he's... Okay.
Yeah,
It's hard to tell, like, text-wise. Because that's what I said. I think he's got one knockout punch in him, but it's going to have to happen in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, you're just going to see Tyson just, like, sitting on his shoulders, waiting for it to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Breaking news tonight, in case you missed it. Hopefully not. Hopefully as soon as you heard it, you stayed here. But the Kansas City Chiefs and Drew Tranquil are going nowhere. Where are you going? Nowhere. 3-year, $19 million contract, $13 million guaranteed. That's legit money, by the way, for Drew Tranquil. So good for him. And good for the Chiefs. And this is why the Kansas City Chiefs stay successful and stay prominent at the top of football, because they make moves like this. Drew Tranquil fell into their lap. They didn't tamper. They didn't go beg. They didn't outbid. The Chargers just said, nah, we're good. And the Chiefs said, you know what? I feel like this guy might fit our system. We'll get Spags to really develop this guy. And what have the Chiefs done so far this offseason? They extended Spagnuolo. They signed Drew Tranquil. They're probably not going to sign Willie Gay. They've created cap space by not doing so. They're probably going to give Chris Jones his contract. And L'Jarius Sneed's probably going to get $82 million for 4 years in Detroit. That's my guess. Thanks to Nathan. Thanks to all of you out there that listened tonight. Thanks to the text line, 913-586-7610. We'll be back tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We'll do Richard of the Week. We'll have Jay Binkley. We'll do the Out of Left Field question. And we'll rehash a lot of what we talked about tonight. Stay safe, Kansas City. Go do nice things for people who could change their day, week, month, or year. You never know. It's cool to care. Stay safe and stay kind. Good night, Kansas City. Talk to you tomorrow night. Somebody said, didn't Smith sign after Tyreek? If I said Devonta Smith, I apologize. I meant Devontae Adams. And he signed before Tyreek Hill, to my knowledge. But yeah, Devonta Smith, I think he might have been after Tyreek.
He was drafted that year after, wasn't he? Devonta Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's gotten a second contract yet.
I don't know. I know A.J. Brown got a contract.
A.J. Brown did, that's right. Yeah, but I think...
Did
I think Smith was drafted the year before Tyreek Hill was traded, and then the next offseason, which would have been the same offseason that Hill moved, Brown was moved. That was the year where, like, a dozen wide receivers switched teams and a bunch of teams traded up in the draft for a receiver.
I don't know, man.
The Christian Kirk offseason.
Devonta Smith is an unrestricted free agent in 2026, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, he's still on a rookie deal. Although, he's expected to make base salary of $15.5 million next year. Mm-hmm. Boy, Philadelphia's got some questions in the future. Somebody says, Dusty, if you don't mind humoring me, if the Vikings offered up Justin Jefferson for Sneed and the next X years of the Chiefs' first and second round picks, how many years would you give up for that trade? I'm thinking 3. One. I would give up L'Jarius Sneed, a first-round pick, and a third, or in a second for 1 year. And then after that, I wouldn't do anything. That's just my opinion. Devonta is still on his rookie deal. Yeah, we just figured that out. Thank you, 816. He makes $15.5 million next year.
Yeah, he was picked high in the first round.
Yeah, he won the Heisman Trophy.
I want to say he was picked...
sixth?
Like sixth. I think maybe that was Jaylen Waddle. When the Dolphins traded down and then back up for Waddle at 6, but I don't think Smith was picked long after that. Maybe I'm conflating two different drafts. I don't know. We need Jay Binkley. We need Jay Binkley in here.
Mm-hmm. Did Devonta Smith get drafted? Yes. He was drafted with the 10th overall selection in the 2021 draft by the Philadelphia Eagles. And he did win the Heisman Trophy.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I remember his like big talk was like, he's small, but he plays big. I just always remember that.
Does.
Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. Does it move the needle for Nathan?
I'll probably watch.
You will watch.
I'm not sure it is sellout AT&T Stadium.
Big,
right?
It's on Netflix, but you still probably will have to pay a certain amount of money for it, you're thinking? Or is it just, if you're on Netflix, will it be like if you have NFL Network, you can just click on the screen that is Red Zone?
I don't have Netflix. I would resubscribe to watch this fight, assuming it's the regular monthly price, which has gone up a little bit. I guess this is my, with both of the Pauls, I didn't follow them when they were doing their influencer thing.
Sure, on YouTube.
I've never understood the appeal to them. And as they have fought and been more in this scene, I have not been as attracted to their pull that everyone else seems to be. So for that reason, I don't think I'm as interested as others. Obviously, when I heard Tyson was fighting, I was like, what? I'm sure I'll be there. I'm sure I'll be tuning in.
I think the Paul brothers are basically like a version of a modern-day Olsen twins. Right? Like, I think that's who they are.
Yeah.
I think that they grew up in the internet world the way the Olsen twins grew up in the TV world, where it was like, oh, they're fun. What are they going to do next? Movies, movies, movies. And whatever they do as they get older will follow them. And now one is in the WWE and the other one is trying to be a boxer. But a lot of people don't want to give him any credibility because he fights people that are well past their prime. Again, Mike Tyson, 57. I think Mike's got a knockout in him. Now, I think it would have to be early. But I would love to see a 57-year-old Mike Tyson win with a knockout.
It'd be so sweet.
Oh.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
Lots of chatter on Calvin Ridley, Chiefs talk, question mark. Boy, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, Calvin Ridley, you want to believe it. But something tells me I just feel like more fans would get more disappointed with Calvin Ridley coming to the Chiefs than they would if he didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, the way Brett Veach operates, which we've talked about at length tonight and throughout the last few weeks, and thankfully we're almost to the start of free agency. We can almost start breaking some news like we did tonight instead of speculating.
Right.
I would have thought if Chris Jones doesn't get done or Snead doesn't get done and the money is there,
sure,
spend some on Ridley. I think Brett Veach has a plan for each position group, and I'm getting more and more sold that they go second-tier free agent and then pick up a wide receiver in the first two rounds, whether that's with a pick you get from Snead or trading up in the first or whatever that looks like, and then moving the requisite amount of Mahomes' money around afterwards. Instead of doing that now, and then if Jones walks, you have all this money and you just give it to Ridley or Wilkins or whoever. I'm getting more and more convinced that their plan at wide receiver doesn't involve the top guy on the market.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a while. Just go get a couple of number twos and let Rashee Rice be the number one, number two wide receiver in the league, which sounds weird to say out loud that quickly, but if he is the legitimate number two wide receiver in football, and I know there's Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith, among names out there, T. Higgins, whatever. But man, if you have Rashee Rice full year, plus you sprinkle on a little bit of like a Curtis Samuel and a Rashid Shaheed out of the New Orleans Saints camp and let him be your deep threat, and then go draft one of these rookies that are, you know, the depth in the draft is insane. Jay Binkley and the Character Concerns podcast with Chris Nocero, you can listen to, download anytime, follow them. They got eight receivers going in the first round, which is a record for the NFL. Yeah. I feel like we just said this from the 816. Tyson has no chance unless he KOs Jake Paul in the first or second round. Stamina gone at 54 years of age. I thought that's what I just said.
Yeah. I think he's agreeing with you.
I said okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell, like, text-wise. Because that's what I said. I think he's got one knockout punch in him, but it's going to have to happen in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, you're just going to see Tyson just, like, sitting on his shoulders waiting for it to be over.
Yeah.
I don't know. Breaking news tonight, in case you missed it. Hopefully not. Hopefully as soon as you heard it, you stayed here. But the Kansas City Chiefs and Drew Tranquil are going nowhere. Where are you going? Nowhere. 3-year, $19 million contract, $13 million guaranteed. That's legit money, by the way, for Drew Tranquil. So good for him. And good for the Chiefs. And this is why the Kansas City Chiefs stay successful and stay prominent at the top of football, because they make moves like this. Drew Tranquil fell into their lap. They didn't tamper. They didn't go beg. They didn't outbid. The Chargers just said, nah, we're good. And the Chiefs said, you know what? I feel like this guy might fit our system. We'll get Spags to really develop this guy. And what have the Chiefs done so far this offseason? They extended Spagnuolo. They signed Drew Tranquil. They're probably not going to sign Willie Gay. They've created cap space by not doing so. They're probably going to give Chris Jones his contract, and Legarius Sneed's probably going to get $82 million for 4 years in Detroit. That's my guess. Thanks to Nathan. Thanks to all of you out there that listened tonight. Thanks to the text line, 913-586-7610. We'll be back tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We'll do Richard of the Week. We'll have Jay Binkley. We'll do the out of left field question, and we'll rehash a lot of what we talked about tonight. Stay safe, Kansas City. Go do nice things for people who could change their day, week, month, or year. You never know. It's cool to care. Stay safe and stay kind. Good night, Kansas City. Talk to you tomorrow night.